happy to give you this cross necklace in recognition for memorizing 20 Bible verses. See? It's identical to this beautiful cross that stands in our prayer garden. This cross is almost 100 years old, almost as old as our church. Congratulations on all your hard work, Ava! Stale cookies? Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Morgan, you don't mean that.
No offense, Ava. I know you invited me to this BVS thing.
It's VBS, silly. It stands for Vacation Bible School.
Whatever. But this is not my jam. You know I don't like being outside. You might as well have locked me up in summer school, putting me in this C.W. Worthington Park. He probably has a hidden camera on us right now, laughing at my misery. You win, C.W. Worthington. You win.
But look how pretty it is. And look at the plaque on this bench. The prayer garden was built as a place the community could gather to pray.
Hey, group. Having a good time?
Yep. It's totally peachy keen.
It's not Morgan's jam.
Well, folks, it's been real. I'm out of here.
Wait. You're part of our group. And we need the whole group to participate in the final Bible challenge. More than just a Bible challenge, a quest of champions. You can't leave. We need you.
Wow, that is super motivating. Norman, is your life so lame that you don't realize how boring this is? There's nothing you could do to make me stay.
What if I show you something very few people have ever seen?
Please don't put on shorts.
I will ignore that. Follow me.
The church tool shed? Fascinating.
If the Great Norman has a plan, the Great Norman has a plan.
You have to promise not to tell anyone it's still here. The HO 2000 Temporal Displacement Modulator!
A pile of garbage. I am impressed.
This pile of garbage has traveled through time. Tell them, Ava.
Well, I wasn't there with him, but my brother has told me some great stories about the adventures he's had in this contraption.
I don't know the stories. Tell us, Norman.
This machine was created by Henry Olson.
The pastor?
Well, he wasn't the pastor that... Never mind.
The church pastor created a time machine? That sounds logical.
Well, he did, and I actually used it to travel through time.
What? This is amazing! What are we waiting for? Let's fire it up!
The last time I used it, I completely used up its power source, a rare iridium isotope. But I never got it to work accurately anyway. It would never take us to the correct time.
Convenient. It just happens to be out of power.
Okay, you've seen it. It's time to go back to the final Bible challenge. More than just a Bible challenge, a quest of champions. Come on!
On our way! Come on, Morgan! Morgan?
There's no way this pile of junk could ever... Whoa! What was that?
Norman, come quick!
Do you fine ladies need some assistance?
What's the matter? Does someone need a doctor?
The machine made a sound!
Your weirdo pile of scraps turned itself on!
Impossible! Your imagination was playing tricks on you.
Well, that's ridiculous because I don't have an imagination.
I know that sound. How is this possible? It's happening again. Hold on, everybody.
That was seriously weird.
That was seriously fun.
And I was like, totally tubular. And she was like, no way. And I was like, dude, you did not just say that. And I was like, I'm so sure.
Dude. That's gnarly.
Classic 1980s vernacular.
I can't believe it.
Your time machine works, Norman. We traveled to the ancient time of the 1980s. This can't be happening. There's no iridium left in the power supply. How could it have worked?
I don't know, but the display here says 1985. Let's go out and explore.
We better not. The machine is too unreliable. Plus, I'm in charge of getting you all back safely. Let me program it back to the present. There. Girls, get back in the machine. And hold on, everyone!
Was something supposed to happen?
You girls, like, want to join, like, our VBS group? It's, like, totally rad.
Totally righteous, dudes.
Sure.
Why isn't the machine working? This makes no sense.